Hotel Pastis by Peter Mayall, read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. The trouble with all these divorces, Ernest said as he put the tea tray on the packing case, is the refurnishing. Look at that. We're not going to find another one like that. Wasted on her, of course. Simon Shaw looked up and watched one of the removal men packing the Hockney in bubble wrap. As the man bent over, he displayed the traditional emblem of the British labourer, the buttock cleavage revealed by the separation of T-shirt from grimy, low-slung jeans. Ernest sniffed and went back to the kitchen, picking his way through the piles of expensive relics that were destined for the ex-Mrs. Shaw's bijou cottage in Eton Mews South. Simon sipped his tea, the mixture of Lapsang Souchong and Earl Grey that Ernest blended with such ceremony, and considered his surroundings. The best house, everybody had said, in central London. Large, elegant, almost secluded at the end of a quiet Kensington Square. Caroline had spent 3 years, and God knows how much money, decorating it, until it had reached that state of mannered perfection which made the disorder of normal daily life unthinkable. Rag-rolled paint in artfully faded colours on ceilings and walls, antique silk curtains that overflowed across the floor, 18th-century fireplaces brought over from France, hand-embroidered cushions, tablescapes of meticulously arranged artifacts, a magazine house. Caroline's friends, those thin, smart friends who lived on salads and the occasional wicked glass of dry white wine, had cooed over the house. Caroline and her team of decorators adored it. Simon had always felt like an untidy intruder, smoking furtively in his panel study because she didn't like the smell of cigar smoke in the sitting room, or because some vulpine...